Chapter 36, The General Conference Session of 1909. From an early date, Ellen White seemed to be rather certain that she would attend the 1909 General Conference Session to be held in Washington, D.C., May 13 to June 6. As early as September 1908 she wrote, "I expect to attend the next General Conference in Washington." In November she was discussing the best route to take. But, she told Edson, "I dare not move in any action according to my own judgment." As the time approached, she wrote Edson on March 30. "We have decided our family party, Sarah McIntyre, Minnie Hawkins, WCW, and your mother, will leave next Monday. We must go to Los Angeles and direct from there to Paradise Valley, stay a couple of days and then visit Loma Linda, and then on to College View and then to Nashville. I think this is the route. Then to Washington. My health is quite good. I am thankful that my lame hip is little trouble to me now. I have much to be thankful for that at my age, in my 82nd year, I can be up." As planned, the party from Elmshaven left home Monday morning, April 5, and reached Mountain View in the early afternoon. After resting in Elder Cottrell's home for a few hours, they continued to San Jose to catch the 5:10 p.m. train for Los Angeles, and then it was on to San Diego and Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Tuesday morning the party was again on its way, this time bound for College View, Nebraska, over the Salt Lake City and Omaha Railroad, 37 WCW, P. 953. There Mrs. White spoke twice Friday morning, first to the students and faculty of Union College and then a few minutes later to the children in the elementary school room nearby. The topic of the Sabbath morning sermon in the College View Church, where she addressed 2,000 people, was individual cooperation. Then again on Sunday she delivered her sixth sermon of the trip to those who gathered in the College View Church. This was followed by an address to the college faculty on educational principles, and a tour of the school farm. Tuesday morning, April 20, the group hastened on to Nashville, where she was entertained at Nashville Sanitarium for nearly a week, slipping out for a visit to the Hillcrest School and the Oakwood School. Sunday afternoon she went out to the Madison School and addressed those attending a teacher's institute in progress there. She spent a few days at Madison, staying in their new sanitarium. The journey to Huntsville, Alabama, to visit the school was exhausting. The train made frequent stops in the stifling heat, and she suffered pain in her troublesome left eye, 37 WCW, P. 959. But she talked to the students the next morning and visited the campus, the buildings, and the farm. That night she rode on the train to Asheville, North Carolina, and on Sabbath morning, May 1, took the service in the Haywood Church. On Sunday afternoon she addressed the congregation in the black church pastored by M.C. Strachan, speaking on. She tarried after the service to shake hands with the members. After dinner she left on the 2:05 p.m. train for Washington, D.C. By the time she reached Washington, she had spoken 14 times since leaving home. In Washington she was entertained near the school grounds where the session was held, at the home of G.A. Irwin, General Conference Vice President, 37 WCW, P. 977. There she had two rooms, one for sleeping and the other in which to counsel with those who wished to see her. She quickly arranged for rooms in the nearby D.H. Cress home for Edson and Emma, and urged them to attend the conference at her expense, which they did.